With KAZU News, I'm Kristal Manzon. Located in the heart of the Salinas Valley, Greenfield used to be known as the broccoli capital of the world. Now the small town is banking its future on cannabis. It has 11 marijuana grow facilities going up over the next 2 years. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Greenfield City Manager Jaime Fontes sits at a round coffee table in his office at City Hall. Through his office window, he can see the city's first marijuana facility. It's a modern building with a steel exterior and a large greenhouse.
It's the perfect place for it. The weather is mild, never gets too cold or too hot. Greenfield has abundant water from the Arroyo Seco. We have 3 aquifers. So you've got weather, you've got available land, you've got a city that wants to be a good partner in this.
When Fontes looks at the facility, he sees the future. Jobs, more revenue, and more community services.
The excitement comes from the developmental possibilities that it opens up for the citizens.
Between sips of coffee, Fontes lays out a few blueprints of the up-and-coming factories. For each, the city will collect a new cannabis business tax. When all 11 are up and running, the city estimates that will be $8.5 million a year. And that's on top of what they'll collect in increased property taxes. City leaders plan to use that money for the community. They hope to build a swimming pool and set up a youth center.
We want to enhance the facilities that would give the youth in a largely Hispanic, lower-income community developmental opportunities that will incentivize them to go on to college or trade schools.
City leaders want the cannabis industry to thrive, so the city is helping the new facilities recruit employees. It created a cannabis job bank. The online platform features dozens of jobs in the industry, from accountants to lab techs to growers and trimmers. Fontes says the people who live in Greenfield are a good fit. Many already work in agriculture.
But the attraction for the employee is it's a good wage. They can be out of the wind, out of the sun, clean break rooms, bathrooms, and it's steady employment year-round.
A lot of ag jobs are seasonal. So many residents struggle, especially when it's not harvest season. Hundreds get help once a month at this food bank distribution near City Hall.
We've got breads, fresh tomatoes, and vegetables.
Forklifts help arrange big cardboard boxes full of fresh produce in rows just a block away from the new marijuana facility.
Personally, my opinion, it's too close to the city.
Esteban Rojas volunteers at the food distribution.
We can smell the cannabis at nighttime, even during the day.
He has 3 kids and says Greenfield needs more community services, especially youth sports.
It's funny because we have to go out of our own city limits to look for a better athlete program for our kids.
But he's concerned about cannabis being the economic driver for more services. He's in the process of moving his family to Texas.
Give my kids a better future, a better opportunity, and not deal with all this cannabis stuff.
Further downtown, staff at La Plaza Bakery clean up after the lunchtime rush. Raul Rodriguez is the manager. He's okay with the growing cannabis industry.
I don't see it very different than a gaming casino. Even a brewery to come into town, because those will have their negative effects as well.
Rodriguez and I grab a table. He knows most of the customers that trickle in for afternoon coffee. He and his wife have lived in Greenfield for 26 years.
We've raised a couple of sons who are in college now. And, you know, they grew up, played Little League, did all the sports and clubs. So we've gotten to know the town and the residents pretty well. And I've been active in city government.
Rodriguez says it's time for his city to grow.
I think you can only stay a quaint, nice, quiet town up to a certain point. So I think if we don't grow and if we stay too small, all our students will leave and probably not come back.
He hopes the new cannabis industry will attract young people to come back and work as managers or lab techs. And he hopes the industry will attract commercial development. Greenfield City Manager Jaime Fontes says it already has.
For example, we've already got a new development going up on Walnut, Carl's Jr., Fast Trip, and a new hotel going up. And a lot of that comes from the ripple effect of this industry.
The city anticipates that 7 marijuana facilities will be up by the end of the year, and the rest to come in 2019. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.